Welcome to the Consciousness Anywhere and Everywhere podcast. I am Shannon O'Hara, and I invite you to a completely new world of possibilities.
Hey, 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 everybody out there in the wild, wacky, sometimes wonderful, sometimes horrible world. Welcome to Consciousness Anywhere and Everywhere. And today I am with myself talking about Talk to the Entities, which is interesting that this is actually my first podcast about Talk to the Entities, because Talk to the Entities is such a huge part of my life and has really been the bread and butter of my Access Consciousness business for so many years. And I kept on getting a ping to talk about it, and now is the time. So this will be the first of probably many podcasts on Talk to the Entities. And this is a general conversation, introduction about Talk to the Entities. And then I'll probably go on to talk about more specific, specialized areas, since it's such a massive area. So Talk to the Entities is my Access Consciousness specialty class that started creating probably about 15 years ago with the help of my dad, because I was one of those kids that constantly heard voices and saw things and was aware of things that other people didn't seem to be, mainly ghosts. And I completely spun out about it as a teenager. I tried to shut it off and make it go away, because by the time I was like 12, 13 years old, I could tell that it wasn't normal to be aware of what I was aware of. And it wasn't the super cognitive awareness of that. It was more like what I was aware of and what I was connected to, no one else was having a lot of connection with and awareness of, let alone conversations about and willingness to receive and perceive in their own way. And so I really shut out and tried to push away the gift I have, which is to be aware of people without bodies, to put it plainly. And that created a lot of problems, because you can't actually make an ability go away. You can only go unconscious to it. And when you go on unconscious to an ability, whether it's the ability to talk to ghosts or to heal with your hands or to pull chemotherapy out of bodies or to, you know, see the future or to read people's minds, it's like no matter what the ability is, if you try and make it go away, you end up distorting its experience. And that's what I ended up doing with ghosts, is it got really distorted. And this is what happens with a lot of people who are entity sensitives, is when they aren't being conscious about it, meaning if they're not acknowledging that they're consciously actually aware of ghosts, and yes, this voice is an entity, and then actually working with it consciously and effectively, it starts distorting into all sorts of psychological and physiological disorders. And that's what started happening to me as a teenager. I went into severe, heavy depression. Like, I wanted to kill myself all the time. I was miserable. I was angry. I was not in good shape. And while I was simultaneously going through this teenage rebellion, resistance, depression, misery, Gary, my stepdad, was cultivating and building Access Consciousness. And I, at that point, you know, I had my bars run when I was 12 years old. I was in the first bars class there ever was. And then I, you know, proceeded to not be interested at all in what my dad was doing until I was, you know, in my late teens, and I was in such bad shape that I was either going to kill myself or something had to change. And Gary, in his brilliance, you know, knew that he couldn't make his children do stuff. And I didn't really want to do the weird stuff my dad did, but I had to do something. And so he sort of like bit by bit kind of tricked me into getting my bars run. And he would have these conversations with me that in hindsight, I look back and he was actually processing me with the tools of Access Consciousness. And it was just sort of like part of our normal conversation, but I would hang up the phone after talking to him and I would feel so much better. And so bit by bit, I started doing more and more access to save my life, basically. And it worked. And when I was 21. I was standing in my living room, and all of a sudden, as if a light switch turned on or a floodgate opened, my whole apartment filled with so many entities that I literally couldn't see the other side of the room. And I knew it was entities, and I freaked out. It was huge. I had a huge reaction to it because it had been something that I had been suppressing and pushing away for over a decade. And I called my dad and I was like, oh my God, my house is full of ghosts. I'm totally freaking out. And he was like, honey, that's great. You know, he was being really positive and supportive about it. And I just couldn't have it and wouldn't do it. And I forced it, my awareness down, and forced the awareness to go away. And I, you know, some months later was out at my parents' house having dinner one night, and I was complaining to my dad about my life and how hard things were and how I didn't have any money and I was, you know, not happy and blah, blah, blah. And he says to me, well, what did you refuse to do? And I realized in that moment that I had refused to talk to the entities. And in that resistance, I was essentially blocking this river of possibility that could flow through my life. And I was trying to continue to create my life while divorcing a huge part and piece of me, which was my ability with entities. And so in that moment, standing in my parents' kitchen, I sort of went, okay, even though this freaks me out, even though I don't get what this is, even though I feel like this makes me a total freak of nature, I will see what this can be. And it was from that day forward, the talk to the entities, as we know it today, began to build. So I welcome you to Talk to the Entities and all that it is. Talk to the Entities is the most comprehensive, easy sort of toolbox class for entity awareness. And when we say entity awareness, it's like, what does that bring up? For so many people, it brings up a huge amount of significance, or all those pictures of all of those horror movies they ever watched and all of those scary stories they were ever told. And it is all of that, but it's really so much more than that. It's like, I lived with so much misinformation and miseducation about the spirit world, mainly because, number one, there isn't a conscious source and place for people to go to learn about that area in a conscious way. And it's been such a heavily judged area by religion for so long that if you even talk about ghosts, you're like a witch or an evil person. Or it's been heavily significantized by the New Age metaphysical religions that it's so bogged down in significance and heaviness that there also isn't a lot of Easter and glory happening, and or people are learning about it through media like movies and television, all of which might have some accurate portrayals and indications, because some movies and some television shows actually did have people creating them that were aware of ghosts that actually did and do portray it in a somewhat accurate way. However, the majority of mainstream media is not portraying the spirit world or the interaction we can have with the spirit world in an accurate way, and terrifies people and terrify people with it. So it's like all of the, you know, misinformation and stuff that you bought from media about entities, spirits, and ghosts and what it's like to be aware of them, will you guys all destroy and create all that? And what are you actually aware of that you've never been willing to acknowledge that you're aware of, that is your gift of awareness? And so that's what Talk to the Entities turned into for me, was a gift of awareness. I saw my ability to be sensitive to spirits as a total curse and something that made me so weird. And it turned out to be this incredible gift that not only, yes, makes me weird, but also gives me a choice and possibility for something different that I had no reference point for what it was. And so what I started finding was, the more I said yes to my awareness of ghosts, the more I learned how to work with it and deal with it. And that's what is in the Talk to the Entities curriculum today, are all the tools, methods, and ways of handling spirit awareness. And so in Talk to the Entities, there's three main principles. This is the pillar of Talk to the Entities, or the three pillars of Talk to the Entities, which is clearing entities, communicating with entities, and receiving from entities. And that is the sum total of what you're ever going to do with entities, which is a very simple way of putting something that most people really blow out of proportion. And so if you realize that all entities either just need to be cleared, and if they don't clear, you need to talk to them, you know, because they need something or they need to give something to you, and receiving from them. And it's the receiving from entities that is absolutely by far the most advanced part of the work that eludes a lot of people, however, is so profoundly peaceful and so dynamically creative that I am so blessed to be able to be the source of this conversation in the world. And so with Talk to the Entities, we have the beginning class, which teaches a lot of the clearing and communication tools, which FYI, everybody out there listening, are remarkably easy. And when you learn them, you're going to be like, why did anybody ever teach me this shit? It's like when you learn them, it is so incredibly applicable. And when you have these clearing and communication tools and methods, OMG, does energy change. Because when there's an entity, there's an entity. And so few people, number one, ever admit that they're aware of entities and or that there's a being that requires some sort of conversation or clearing. And if you can just make it that practical and matter of fact and use the tools that work, wow, the transformation and the ease that that transformation can be. So that's the beginning classes. And also the beginning class is full of a lot of processes to assist people to clear all the, you know, energies, the points of view, the thoughts, the feelings, the emotions that they've bought from others about what spirit awareness is. Because let's face it, it's like most people either attribute entity awareness to like being terrified or to being totally bullshit. Neither of which is a productive point of view. Neither of which allows anybody to really access anything that can help. So there's a lot of clearing processes in the beginning as well. And then in the advanced class, which is the class that I facilitate, I facilitate all of them, but there are many other Talk to the Entities facilitators as well around the world speaking. We speak all together, all the Talk to the Entities facilitator probably speak over 35 languages. And there are amazing people out there in the world facilitating the Talk to the Entities introduction and beginning classes, as well as a great assortment of Talk to the Entities specialty classes that I will go into probably more deeply in another podcast. But the advanced class is a class that I facilitate, which is where we really dive into and play with the receiving. And it's a gift that so few people realize exists. I mean, I didn't even realize it existed until I sort of accidentally had to deal with it. And I had these big beings around me that I couldn't clear and that weren't really communicating with me, but wouldn't really go away. And eventually, finally, I, after asking enough questions and relaxing enough, discovered that they wanted to gift something. And that's where the receiving began. And so who or what is available and out there with you desiring to gift? And are you receiving or are you ignoring, resisting, rejecting? Because it's weird. Because it's weird to receive from ghosts, or it's evil, or it's creepy, or your mom didn't do it, or, you know, you're suspicious of those energies in some way. And the good news is that I guarantee you that a lot of you guys listening to this right now are hearing this, and you hear yourself in this conversation. You've always known that there was something there, but you maybe didn't have the courage or the trust in yourself to open up to it because of being misinformed and miseducated for so long about energetics and especially about entities. And so this is such a huge conversation about awareness and recognizing that most people are babies when it comes to spirit awareness, and Talk to the Entities is the educational tools and resources that so many people are starving for. So I wonder what else is possible if you will give awareness a chance and recognize that being aware of ghosts is actually natural. It's not freaky. Doesn't make you a freak of nature. It actually makes you more natural. It's like all animals are aware of beings, and so are babies. And it's awareness is something that's usually taught out of us, not strengthened within us. And so this is what we really target with the classes of Access Consciousness, and especially in Talk to the Entities, since Talk to the Entities is really an awareness-based curriculum, it's to cultivate, to re-stimulate, to strengthen and substantiate the flows, the pathways of awareness, and start actually having aware conversations that aren't about significance or judgment, that are actually about clean, clear, profound awareness that lightens up all of our lives, that frees so many entities from having to be trapped in unconsciousness and anti-consciousness, and gives all of us a chance to live in a more conscious world. So it begins with your choice to know what you know, and to recognize that you do know, and that knowing isn't wrong, that knowing is actually a strength. And even if you grew up in a family of people who didn't want to know, or didn't want you to know what you know, or judged what you knew, or told you you were wrong when you were aware of ghosts, or didn't know how to educate you and taught you fear instead, and taught you to protect yourself rather than to engage with your own awareness, this is where you have to start to ask yourself questions of what you know. And if you are one of those people that's been hearing voices all your life, because entity awareness tip, trick tool number one is, if you're hearing voices, that's entities. And so many of the entity sensitive symptoms are treated as psychological disorders in this culture, in many of our cultures. And to recognize that that is a very old fashioned, antiquated, and primitive way of viewing psychological issues, and to recognize that the future of psychic health, psychological well-being, will include the awareness conversations, and especially entity education. And rather than medicate, what would it take to educate? And this is what I would really love to stimulate in all of your worlds, even if people want to attack me and judge me. However, I know that the days of misunderstanding the voices in our heads is done. And the beginning of choosing to know what we know, and to recognize that when you hear voices, that's actually entities. And that it's not wrong and bad to hear entities' voices. In fact, it's a strength. In fact, it's natural. And if you try to shut those voices out or make them go away, that's unnatural. And you're distorting and perverting your natural capabilities. So, thing to recognize, number one, is voices are entities. And entities can be super annoying, especially if there's demons. And, you know, one of the analogies I give is that entities are just like people. You know, we tend to attribute entities with all of these powers or supernatural abilities or a level of consciousness or intelligence that they simply don't possess. Entities are just like people. And this was a shock to me when I really said yes to Talk to the Entities, and I started exploring what I knew and really getting to work with paying attention. I started coming across all of these entities that were super lost and on drugs even, and like, or annoying and just like confused. And I thought, how weird. It's like, I'm the more conscious being in this conversation. And so through the clearing tools, I was able to really cut through a lot of the noise and literally just clear all these entities that needed me to be aware of them, because they weren't aware enough of their own choice. And so when you're dealing with your awareness of entities, you have to not give it, you have to not give the entities sort of like more power, more credit, and more more significance than they really deserve, and to recognize that many entities, they're just like people. Some are kind, but most, brutal honesty, aren't. It's like, if you look at the people you know in your life and all the people around you, it's like, how many of them are really fun, kind, light, you know, people to talk to, versus annoying people that you just sort of like have to deal with and get through. And that's the same with ghosts. It's like, just because somebody doesn't have a body anymore doesn't mean that they magically become this like beatific angel. And then there are the kind, big beings of light. So when you're dealing with entities and you're hearing voices, it's like, a lot of people try to shut out the voices just because like entities are obnoxious or mean. And that's true. A lot of them can be just like people. But it does not behoove you to run away from that. It behooves you to learn the tools of how to create beyond and create with and around entity awareness. Because believe you me, when you start actually embracing the capability, oh my God, does the universe reward you with an infinite sea of possibility, expansion, and ease. Resist, and all the annoyance will persist. Open, dive in, and what is possible? And only really you can know for you. So when you're hearing voices, it's like, that's not wrong. That's actually strong about you. And so to recognize that this is the beginning of a new wave of possibility, a whole new kind of people on the planet who embrace awareness and live not just in the world of limitation and what's not possible, but who truly embrace, embody, and live in multiple worlds of possibility where we can have conversations with our deceased relatives, where we can clear demons and no longer be at the effect of, like, really easily, where we can communicate with our spirit family, our teammates, and where we can fully receive from the great beings of light who desire to gift and work beyond all limitation with kindness, without significance, and with full capacity of joy. So I welcome you to what Talk to the Entities can be, and whatever you're perceiving now at the end of this conversation, that sense of energy, potentially light, potentially that huge chatter and sea of voices that so many spirits are speaking, would you be willing to walk into this new world and discover what's possible, to come out of the judgment and wrongness of your own sensitivity and recognize that this is a strength and this is a gift and this is the future of consciousness? Resist and forever suffer. Discover and get the gold that consciousness is. So I invite you to talk to the entities. We will include a link to the Talk to the Entities website and to all the fun Talk to the Entities free resources we have on SoundCloud and YouTube. And I hope that you come and find me on Talk to the Entities Instagram, Talk to the Entities on Facebook, and you discover the incredible tools of Access Consciousness and Talk to the Entities with all of the amazing facilitators around the world. Whatever language you speak, whatever country you're in, chances are there's somebody there who is facilitating these tools. How does it get better than this? What are you aware of that you've always known, that you've either been pretending not to know or denying that you know, that if you knew it, would truly transform your life and all reality? How does it get better than this?
Thank you for listening to this show. My target is to make consciousness easy to find and choose. So if you enjoyed this podcast, please leave a 5-star review on iTunes and share this with somebody who you know who might be looking for more consciousness in their life. You can visit me on shannon-o'hara.com or talktotheentities.com. And to learn more about the amazing tools of Access Consciousness, you can visit accessconsciousness.com and be sure to subscribe to the podcast.